I'm Steve Ashley, and this week's half-hour edition of Hot Pipes takes a trip to the Odeon Leicester Square to hear its famous five-manual Compton organ. Its best-known house organist in living memory is Gerald Shaw, who presided over film intermissions and special events from 1958 until his untimely death in 1974 at age 63. This is his signature tune, A Song of Home, followed by Vincent Newman's hit from 1933, The Carioca. Carioca, recorded in 1964 by Gerald Shaw, who was officially Britain's last full-time resident organist in a cinema. For a number of years after his death, the Odeon had no regular artist to play the Compton, but there were some recordings made, albeit infrequently. David Hamilton made an LP there in 1985, and a few tracks from that album have been reissued by Organ First in Wales. One such track is the delightful Kashmiri song by Lawrence Hope and Amy Woodford Findon, which was published in 1902.
Thank you.
The Odeon Theatre, the flagship of Oscar Deutsch's cinema chain, was built on the site of the old Alhambra Theatre and opened in 1937, with James Bell presiding over the illuminated glass panel console, which constantly changed colour. Though impressive to the audience, the filament bulbs used in the surround and in the organ bench generated a lot of heat, so were not popular with the artists. This is one of the few recordings of James Bell released in 1941. The Joseph Strauss Waltz, Gay Life. Although not by any means full-time, in 1992 Donald McKenzie took the mantle of house organist at the Odeon, which has one of the only three remaining Comptons in working British cinemas. Donald also specialises in silent film accompaniment around the UK and is in some demand for such work. From a CD that he released in 2007, aptly entitled Donald at the Duchess, this is Jack Strachey's theme for the long-running BBC radio series Housewife's Choice, published in 1943, in party mood. Thank you. in party mood, Donald McKenzie playing the affectionately nicknamed Duchess Compton in the Odeon Leicester Square. In 1977, Ina Barger cut a long play album On That Compton, featuring the music of Richard Rodgers. Ina did, of course, include music from Rodgers' best-known musical collaborations with lyricist Oscar Hammerstein II, but she also recorded two instrumental compositions that were used in the 1952 TV series Victory at Sea. Here's the show's main theme. Ina Barger with the main theme from NBC's Victory at Sea, which ran for 26 half-hour episodes in the USA in 1952 and 53. To close out this week's Hot Pipes, I have a track from another couple of artists not normally associated with the Odeon. The first is by British-born organist, now a naturalised American, Don Thompson, with a Richard Whiting composition from 1926, on which you'll also hear the Compton's ethereal-sounding mellotone, Breezing Along with the Breeze. Thank you. The groundbreaking Mellotone units were introduced in 1932 and consisted of two electrostatic discs under the control of the organ relay. The signal was then fed through a valve amplifier into a horn loudspeaker to create effects that just weren't possible with pipes. But unfortunately, many units fell into decay through the 50s and 60s through lack of use. Ronald Curtis also used the effects to good advantage on my last track today, taped at an organ club meeting in 1981. This is a most appropriate closing music. Here's to the next time, and When Day Is Done. closing with a few chords of his signature, The Happy Wanderer, Ronald Curtis and the Odeon Compton. The cinema was refurbished for surround sound, which unfortunately deadened the acoustics of the Compton, and I understand that the Millitone has given its share of problems through the years, but apart from that, the organ continues to entertain for occasional silent film presentations and special events. Next week, I'll be featuring music from the Wurlitzer in the Senate Theatre, Detroit, Michigan. So, until the same time on this same station, this is Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes signing off. Bye for now.